Later this morning, the British Consulate General from Miami, Dave Proger, will discuss Brexit with the Tampa Hillsborough Economic Development Corporation and Tampa Bay Technology Forum. I spoke with Mr. Proger about the concerns of Florida businesses as well as the possible impact of Brexit on tourism and real estate.
What we're hearing here in Florida is a lot about tourism and Brits in Florida. We have 400,000 Brits who live here, about 1.7 million Brits who visit every year. This year, I think we're seeing a continuation of that. Florida is an aspirational destination for us. People save a long time to come here. They don't want to put it off. Brits are still coming. We get something like 7,500 flights a year direct to the UK. I would expect that to continue. We may see some differences as the currency goes up and down in terms of the balance of Brits coming to Florida or Floridians going back to the UK. But I would expect that trading relationship to remain incredibly strong. We are Florida's biggest foreign investor. We employ over 43,000 Floridians. And I expect that relationship to remain incredibly strong.
So we're nowhere near a point where British and EU companies look elsewhere for greener pastures.
I'm not hearing that at all. In actual fact, what I'm hearing, I was speaking the other day to a company based here in Florida who is looking at establishing in the UK. They've looked at it hard, of course. They've looked at the balances about what Brexit might mean for their business. But actually, UK membership of the EU comes out about number 8 in terms of the top 10 reasons why businesses want to locate in the UK. So it's one of the factors, but it's by no means the most important factor in terms of access to finance, in terms of access to personnel, in terms of geographical location, time zone, skills.
Now, there is that fear that some other EU members have been emboldened now to perhaps follow Great Britain and leave the EU. How big a concern is that?
All I know is that the UK will look to maintain as strong a relationship with our European partners as we can.
Now, you just touched on this a moment ago. British tourists love Florida. They love coming here. In fact, British tourists accounted for 10% of overnight stays in Pinellas County here in the Bay Area. If the pound doesn't bounce back, do you think we might be losing visitors to Spain or somewhere else?
Yeah, I don't want to speculate. I mean, obviously, the pound has also dipped against the European currency, against the euro. I think, as I said, you know, Brits see Florida as an aspirational destination for them. People come back and come back and come back again. What we've seen is, I think, according to Visit Florida, something like 40% of all European traffic to Florida comes from the UK. Those links are very, very tight. And it's not just the visitors on holiday. It's the people who come and spend more time here. And also, of course, Pinellas and this part of Florida around Tampa is a big home to a lot of Brits who make their home here.
Right.
So we haven't seen yet a big shift. I'm not going to predict whether there will or won't be. I think some of that will depend on how the economy recovers in the UK. What we are seeing is that we're not being predicted any kind of recession. There has been a hit on some of the projections, growth projections, but the economy will still keep growing. And I think a lot of that will depend on the nature of the economic decisions and the type of negotiation that we're going to set out.
What about real estate buyers? 20% of foreign buyers of real estate in the Bay Area are British. Why would I want to invest in Florida real estate now?
Florida is a great place to live. As simple as that. It's a good property market. A lot of Brits come here on fixed incomes. They know what they've got. We've just reviewed our pension system whereby people can take a lump sum out of their pensions. And I think that has been a lot of the driver of some of the property movements we've seen from Brits here in Florida. Now, one of the reasons I'm here in Tampa is actually to get a feel for exactly that, how the market is looking post-Brexit, whether there have been any movements or not, and how the British community in Florida is dealing with it. Obviously, we've had a devaluation, so that is going to affect people's expenditure, and we'll just have to see how that affects. In terms of businesses in the UK, what I would say is that there is going to be a currency effect, without a doubt. What we've seen is a stabilization over the last few weeks, and as I said earlier, I think the effect we've seen is pretty much exactly as we would expect from an economic impact of this type.
Dave Roger, thank you so much for the look ahead.
Thank you.
Dave Roger is the British Consulate General from Miami.